Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, when we get together for puja or any lecture or this is all considered as upasana, right, Maharaj? In a way.
It could be a ritual, and how do we know whether it is a ritual or a upasana? We have to be very clear about it. If it becomes a upasana, really speaking, we don't need to go anywhere. You can sit anywhere and you can do the upasana. Even now you can go to Belur Math and you can witness everything. I don't mean on the internet. Durga Puja, Kali Puja, and Vivekananda Puja, Holy Mother's Puja, New Year's Puja, Kalpatar. No, I don't mean that. That means you feel the effect of it, and there will be nobody else excepting you and Thakur Mahaswamiji. But if it is a ritual, our time is spent very well. Our mind becomes temporarily filled with elevation and happiness. But whether our character is changing, so I do not see the character of persons changing much. That means they are still in the ritualistic stage. So as Swami Shivanandaji Maharaj of Rishikesh said beautifully, when someone questioned, what do these rituals mean? He said, if there is no ritual, this fellow may be doing some terrible mischief. At least he is prevented from doing those horrible things. But at the same time, the company of people, you know, our mind is definitely elevated, at least for a temporary period of time. Yeah.
Maharaj, one follow-up question, Maharaj. When we attend, even if it is ritual, after the ritual, there are some guidelines where we need to be careful about how we, what activities we indulge in right after. It seems that whatever good karma that we have accrued or samskaras we are developing, they easily get dissipated when we indulge in our typical activities.
Correct. So
what steps?
We are talking, first of all, the people who are performing the ritual, pujaris, whether it is swamis or devotees, and then the people who are participating in that ritual. These rules apply to both. I attended this puja. How can I indulge in these unwanted things? And that is how slowly transformation of the character takes place. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj.
But we have to be consciously practicing them. Oh, we attended puja. Prasadam was extremely wonderful. This is the talk that comes. Pity upon those people.
In some situations, Maharaj, we are forced to get into the daily routine. Like one of the swamis said, after Vedanta comes laundry. How do we slowly transition into our daily activities?
That is what Sri Ramakrishna is telling throughout the gospel. So we don't need to repeat it, isn't it? In the gospel class, that is what we are studying.
Yeah,
you know, I know what we are supposed to do, like cultivating holy company, now and then going into solitude, discriminating always, living like a housemaid. We know that. That's what we need to do. And it is a huge labor.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Brother Maharaj.
Okay.
Continuing this question, Maharaj. If one sadhaka, by all these processes, if it reaches to one stage of a bit continuous smaranam and a bit of surrender, in that stage, there is no need that, as you said, I can go right now to the Belur Math and I can visualize Thakur like that. So in that, if that is possible, we need not give much importance to the rituals for that person. Even if you attend the rituals, there will be galata, we cannot focus the mind. So we can keep away and do the smaranam and surrender. That is okay, Maharaj?
Absolutely, it is okay. And that is what we should attain after attending so many rituals.
Yes. You told me once, now you sit in one place and do.
Correct. I am repeating it after so many years, the same thing.